Please listen carefully.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, obviously, because you are listening, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, I share an office with my dog who needs a bath-worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 21st, 2020. Christy, how's your dog doing? Because my dog's smelly.
My dog is pretty clean, but he's broke his nail or something, or maybe the vet cut it too short. He's been obsessively licking one of his paws, and I'm trying to help him. And apparently, according to my friend Summers, coconut oil should do the trick.
It does help with puppy paws, that is for sure. Well, that's the check-in for our office mates, both of our respective dogs, and on to today's solution.
For our first story today, this comes from our business category on the Optimist Daily, and it's the case for making Earth Day an official company holiday. Earth Day is an opportunity to honor our most precious asset and serves as a reminder of the very real responsibility we have to protect our planet that is in dire need of help. The sad thing is that many companies don't take the chance to celebrate Earth Day. While St. Patrick's Day is enough to warrant a big party, Earth Day for many companies isn't even important enough to get a company-wide email mention. Devin Patton thinks it's time to give Earth Day the respect it deserves. Patton, who serves as Director of Sustainability at Young Living Essential Oils, made Earth Day a company-wide holiday in 2019, with more than 2,000 employees participating in over 30 service projects to help the environment. Patton says that while it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the amount of pollution and damage inflicted on our planet daily, company-sponsored Earth Day projects makes it easy for people to participate while allowing them to see power in numbers. After all, it's much easier to see the difference that cleaning a beach with 100 employees makes instead of just one. And employees genuinely enjoy these activities. They greatly prefer bonding with their coworkers over trees instead of over spreadsheets. They love contributing to the betterment of their communities and seeing immediate results. There's even evidence that playing in the dirt genuinely improves mood, which can boost your employees' mood and encourage them to keep getting outside. Patton also reminds us that from a business perspective, it's great for visibility with customers and the community as it shows where your company's priorities are at. It might be too late to make Earth Day a company holiday in 2020, but now we all have the time to get ready for the 2021 edition. And I think this is interesting. And this week we're featuring digital Earth Day stories. It's actually officially April 22nd this year, digital Earth Day events that I'm definitely going to be participating in. Maybe we should celebrate like Earth Day as part of our company tradition. I love that idea.
I love that idea too. I think definitely Earth Day is worth celebrating.
Yeah, maybe we make it a day when everybody, instead of sending flowers, we give each other little plants or something like that. We do something with our, something green to add to our offices.
Yeah, a potted plant out of some recycled receptacle.
Yeah.
I like it. Mug succulents. It's going to be a thing. It's happening. Anyway, okay, back to focusing. Our next solution from the health section of the Optimist Daily is one that will make you smile. 99-year-old veteran raises millions for charity walking laps in his front yard. When 99-year-old Captain Tom Moore began walking laps in his garden to raise money for NHS charities, his goal was to walk 100 laps and raise £1,000. Since he began walking on April 8th, he has far surpassed his goal and raised over £18 million. Moore walks 10 laps a day in the 25-meter long space of his backyard. His goal is to hit 100 laps before his 100th birthday at the end of the month. His fundraiser raised £70,000 in the first 24 hours. As word spread about his endeavor, nearly a million people from all over the world contributed to his Just Giving page. NHS Charities is funding COVID-19 treatment and support in the UK, including providing supplies to essential workers on the front line and donating devices to patients in isolation so they can communicate with their families. Moore says the charity is personally impactful because of their COVID-19 work and because his own wife was treated for a long-term illness before she passed away in 2006. Moore's cause continues to gain fame in the UK and beyond. He recorded a charity single with Michael Ball, a cover of You'll Never Walk Alone, and followers can stay up to date with his journey via a Twitter page that posts updates and videos. The money he has raised is not only an enormous contribution to impacted healthcare systems, but it is also a powerful example of determination and what can be achieved through collective action. And if that story doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what will, because that is just some positive news.
Yeah, it's definitely a feel-good story. Both the fact that this 99-year-old man is walking, or, which I think it's part of his physical therapy after hip surgery, which was performed within the National Health Service in England. So that was part of why he wanted to give back to them. So I just love it. But the fact that he's raised wildly more money than he ever expected is just a testament to how much people are wanting to support health services these days and celebrate our health workers.
Absolutely.
Well, another good story about fundraising. This is also in our health section on the Optimist Daily. Rolling Stones and other musicians have raised $128 million for COVID-19 response. If you didn't see it, dozens of musicians and celebrities took part in an 8-hour show to raise money for the World Health Organization during the coronavirus pandemic. The show was called One World Together at Home and featured artists such as Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, the Rolling Stones, who managed to perform You Can't Always Get What You Want, despite being in 4 different locations. It was quite a spectacular show when it comes to virtual performances, but the best part is the show generated $127.9 million in donations, all of which will be given to the WHO's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. Those who performed also added their tributes, with Lady Gaga expressing her thanks for medical workers who are putting their lives at risk for us right now. Other musicians also spoke on the need for solidarity during the pandemic. Before performing Lean On Me in tribute to his late friend Bill Withers, Stevie Wonder said, "During hardships like this, we have to lean on each other for help." And this is just another nice reminder of how we're all in this together. You know, it reminds me of like the Live Aid from back in the 80s and 90s.
It couldn't be more true that we all do need to lean on one another right now.
Absolutely.
Our next story comes from the environment section of the Optimist Daily. Researchers and wildlife are relishing in the quiet induced by lockdowns. With flights grounded and highways free from rumbling traffic and a general drop in human activity, the world has gone rather quiet during the last couple weeks. And while the resulting silence may be eerie for some, it's an exhilarating phenomenon for others, including researchers and wildlife. Many scientists are taking advantage of the sudden silence to conduct unprecedented research. Seismologists, for instance, can now detect minute rumblings beneath the Earth's surface that were previously masked by city sounds. Researchers in Belgium noted that the current levels of urban noise are equivalent to those during Christmas Day, allowing them to detect earthquakes from across the world. Marine biologists are also benefiting with the new quiet. With little to no traffic from cargo and cruise ships, whales are now singing undisturbed and are even expected to experience significantly reduced stress levels. What's more, the decrease in noisy traffic, both on land and in air, has the added benefit of clearing air quality, which in turn allows bumblebees to detect flowers more easily, since exhaust fumes disguise floral scents. Last but not least, the quiet has also put birds in charge of our surrounding soundscapes, giving us the opportunity to re-engage with nature through their comforting songs, now richer in sound than they have been for a long time. These observations may be small consolation to the majority of Earth's residents who are feeling deeply disoriented and distressed by the current pandemic. But it's still reassuring to know that some creatures are flourishing in these difficult times and that certain fields of research are uncovering fascinating new knowledge about this magnificent planet that we still know so little about.
This is a great story, Summerson. I know that the birds outside my window are going crazy, and I love it. It makes me feel connected to the world in ways that otherwise I'm not feeling very much lately.
So. At some point, you had put birds in your mission statement, right? Your personal mission statement, and now you've got them.
I certainly do, in spades. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
I love it.
All right. Well, in our next story, this is from our energy section, and it's a good news story from Austria. Austria phases out coal from its energy production profile. In a win for the planet, Austria has officially shut down its last coal-fired power plant as part of a broader plan to end the use of fossil fuels for energy production by 2030. The plant stopped operating on Friday after providing heat and electricity for the nearby city of Graz for 34 years. Austria, an alpine nation with no significant fossil fuel reserves of its own, still has more than a dozen power plants burning gas and oil, but the government aims to shut off the gas-fired plants by the end of the decade, after which the country will generate all of its energy from renewable resources. Among other countries in the European Union, Austria is the eighth to end the burning of coal, which is considered the most heavily polluting fossil fuel and a major source of man-made greenhouse gas emissions stoking climate change. And Europe is not the only one witnessing the end of dirty fossil fuel, with coal generation in the United States also seeing a collapse, slowly but steadily paving the way for renewables to take over. And I think this is an interesting story, Summers, in the context of oil prices, which are like basically negative, I think, this week.
This morning, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the whole oil industry is really facing a collapse, a lot related to the incredible drops in demand as people stop traveling and airplanes stop flying and cars are not driving as much, and definitely is going to change our relationship with our fossil fuel industry.
Yeah, there's a lot of change with relationships to industry that are happening. As you and I were just talking, you and I both are making decisions on our lives and simple changes we can make that will have less of an impact on the environment that perhaps prior to COVID-19, we didn't even really think were realistic. So, Christy, we've been kind of short today, and this is a briefer version of the Optimist Daily Update. So I'm going to editorialize a little bit with you here. In our team editorial meeting yesterday, we talked about the difficulty that we sometimes find in sourcing positive news stories, and especially right now, because it's just a really challenging time. What we decided we were going to focus on is two fronts, Earth Day and the value of humor. And the value of a good laugh. Earlier today, Christy forwarded me the most darling segment of a sports reporter in the UK doing a sports report on his darling black and yellow lab. And it made me laugh and just brought delight. So I'm going to just encourage everybody, find something that makes you laugh today and please share it with others. A good belly laugh can really make a difference.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like a good laugh to reset your equilibrium and make you feel a little lighter. That even just the physical act of laughing makes you feel better. That's why I sent that to you, Summers. I thought it was pretty funny. And maybe we should do a little story on it and feature it on the Optimist Daily tomorrow.
I think we probably should. We'll be into dog sports reporting news before we know it. Well, thank you everyone for listening to today's Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, you can support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution, changing consciousness, and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much, Summers. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.